This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the work in the Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the working or the work in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam has emphasized on working, and Allah loves the one who have a profession, who works. And this hard working actually is the main point, that a person who spends some time and he goes out of his house and he works hard in order to have a halal sustenance. And he spends this time, Allah loves this person the most. And the idea is because Allah has given us some blessings and capacities that we have. He has given us these arms to work. And if we are not using it, then obviously we are wasting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The body which is given to the human beings, the mind and the mentality, the level of mentality, the mind and the level of, you know, analyzing everything, and the amount of intellectuality that is being given to the mankind by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, He wants us to use these blessings in order to reach to perfection. And one of the ways which Allah likes is to spend some time working and spending some time in working so that we can bring some sustenance for our family. And this has been loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because in this way, we are using the powers which are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, we are being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are not wasting the powers and the powers and the blessings that are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is necessary to use these blessings and powers given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the right path, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the work in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some powers and blessings in the shape of this body, the arms, the legs that we have, the mind that we have. And we need to use it, and we need to bring some sustenance through this for our family. But unfortunately, when we look at the society has become in a way, and the media, especially the movies and the medias, they are propagating the things in a way that people are looking for shortcuts. They don't love to work hard. They don't like to work hard. They're getting away from hard working. And this is something which is not required by the Islamic teachings. This is something which has not been loved by Islamic teachings. According to the Islamic teachings, we need to work hard. Therefore, we have some narrations in which it is said that مَلْعُونٌ مَنْ أَلْقَى كَلَّهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that the person who leaves his matters on the people, he is the one upon whom there is a curse. He is مَلْعُونٌ. Obviously, the curse is upon such a person who leaves his matters upon the people. And if there is someone who deals with all his matter, he does all his things by himself, this is the one who's been loved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, there is in the Islamic teachings, when we look at different stories, we can see that once there was a person who went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet liked him. And the narration says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِذَا نَظَرَ الرَّجُلَ فَأَعْجَبَهُ, when Prophet looked at a person and he liked him, the first question which Prophet asked is, هَلْ لَهُ حِرْفَ, is there any profession that you have? Do you work? فَإِنْ قَالُوا لَا, and if that person would say no, قَالَ سَقَطَ مِنْ عَيْنِي, he would say that you have degraded yourself in my eyes. You have become degraded. So the honor is for the one who works and who strives and who struggles in order to have the halal sustenance, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.